Rose Augustine, who helped revolutionize the way guitars are played, died last month at the age of 93. Augustine's husband was a guitar maker who developed the nylon guitar string. The Augustine Imperial guitar strings were a favorite of Andres Segovia and other well-known classical guitarists. After her husband died in 1967, Rose Augustine continued managing their business and became a patron of classical guitarists, underwriting concerts, festivals, and competitions. David Starobin is the chairman of the guitar department of the Manhattan School of Music and was one of many guitarists who benefited from Augustine's patronage during the past 23 years. He joins us now. David, Rose Augustine was a trained pianist. Apparently she loved the harpsichord, but didn't even really like the guitar repertory, and yet she's best known for her involvement with the guitar. Why is that?
Well, I think it had a lot to do with the circumstances of her life. She was married to Albert Augustine, who was a guitar constructor. Albert became very friendly with Andres Segovia, and because of that friendship, Rose was exposed to a tremendous amount of guitar repertoire and the guitar scene. So it all came together, and Rose found herself in the midst of hundreds of guitarists.
Now, of course, she and her husband are best known for the development of the nylon string on their business. Why was the development of the nylon string so important?
Prior to the development of the nylon string, guitarists played on gut strings. And these strings, while very usable, they cracked easily, they broke easily, they were very temperamental. And so in performance and in recording, modern guitarists are very happy to have strings that are more reliable, easier to handle, and which sound very good. And nylon strings fit all of those bills.
Now, Rose Augustine commissioned many original classical guitar pieces, and we wanted to listen to one of those, and this is a piece featuring you as a guitarist. I wonder if you could tell us something about it.
This is one of the movements from a guitar concerto by the Danish composer Paul Reuters. Paul wrote this piece on a commission from Rose, and it's scored for solo guitar and nine instruments. This movement is called Cadenza for All, and Paul once described it as circus music.
Circus music, why?
Well, it's kind of happy and clownish and has a sort of scherzando feel to it. It's just this particular movement is kind of circusy. I don't know, really.
How would you describe Rose Augustine's legacy in the world of classical music, particularly among classical guitarists?
Well, I think her legacy for the guitar is multi-layered. For one thing, she was the editor for many, many years and the publisher of the Guitar Review, which is the longest-running magazine in the English language for the classical guitar. That in itself is of great importance to guitarists.
Did you know her personally?
I knew Rose very well. Rose is the godmother of my daughter. So,
David Starobin is a classical guitarist, and he was a friend of Rose Augustine's. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.